Hey, what's up? Sarah here. So in this podcast, I'm going to talk about three ways to use a face mask to get new clients. Yes, that's correct. I literally said three ways to use a face mask to get new clients. So it is debatable whether or not face masks actually prevent the spread of COVID-19. We're not here to debate that. What I will say is that it looks like face masks are going to be a part of our culture for the immediate future, given that in order to access, I mean, this is at least how it is in New York, in order for us to go to the supermarket, Target, bank, etc., we have to be wearing face masks. So I would say that it's probably going to be something that a lot of us are going to be wearing a lot in the future. So that is universal. Clients, prospects, qualified, high net worth people, non-qualified people, we're all going to be wearing face masks. So one way that you can get kind of creative with this is to, let's say that you have these unsold customers, right? A lot of us are hearing, I want to work with you, but I just don't want to work with you right now. So as I've discussed before on other podcasts, what you have to do is you have to keep on appearing. You have to just be visible to this person over and over and over and over and over again. And eventually the resistance will wear down. When somebody says, I'd love to work with you, but right now it's just too crazy a time. What they really mean is, I'd like to work with you, but I'm really feeling scared and anxious and nervous about my life. Not sure what the next day is going to bring. And introducing a new factor to the mix is just too much for me right now. They're overwhelmed by the newness aspect of it. So what you need to do is appear and appear and appear and appear, and I'm making the point, over and over again until they figure out that, first of all, you ain't going away. That's more powerful than you think. I think a lot of people that are working with me right now are working with me for the fact that I basically make that clear to them, that I'm going to bug them until they literally tell me, put my number on the do not call list and leave me the beep alone. What's wrong? What do you want? Okay, hold on a second. I just got to go deal with my kid. I'll be right back. Really hard to be like homeschooling and taking care of kids and running my business, but you know, a lot of people are dealing with a lot harder stuff to deal with, right? So what can I say? So what I would say is that you probably have a list of unsold people that are interested in you. And I think at the core of it, they really would love to feel more secure and certain and better about their situation. But like I said, they're just too scared. So you can kind of show them that you're a cool, fun person without putting too much of the moves on, like without trying to always be putting on the same pitch. Like, they know that you want them to sign the agreement. You know what I'm saying? To tirelessly just emphasize it without introducing a new idea here and there is really stiff, dry, and boring. And to be honest with you, it's how most financial advisors operate. So what you're doing is essentially you're aligning yourself with the same old model. And if people wanted the same that they could get elsewhere, they would have already chosen it by now. You've got to show them something new, creative, innovative, and exciting. And I think that if you do that, you'll notice that you'll be getting some different responses. So take that unsold prospect list, those stubborn people that just don't want to convert, and just wow them by doing something like this. Send them a fun face mask. So I actually bought myself a kind of like, I'm not sure if it's leopard or cheetah, but one of these like animal print face masks, and it has like brown elements to it. I have brown hair. I have a brown coat that I wear outside. So it really like goes kind of well with my motif. And I love wearing the mask. It's nice. It's like made out of felt. Is that felt? I don't even know. I think it has a felt like pipe cleaner, I think that's called, in it to go over the bridge of my nose. And it holds up really nicely. It's a little bit hot, but I think just wearing a face mask, you do get hot anyways. So I don't know how well it's going to work in the summertime, but I'm still really glad to have it. And it's made the whole face mask thing a little bit cool and creative, and it just feels nice too. Like, it feels nice on my skin. So, you know, just get them a fun face mask that's customized and creative and not the same old like boring surgical masks, right? Boring. So that's my idea, is send one unannounced to an unsold customer. Or you could even drop it by their house. Now, yes, you do have to preserve social distancing. So you may have to like ring and run, right? Like drop the thing on their porch, run away, stand 6 feet back from the door. But you don't want to actually, drop by and make it like stalkerish. You want to drop it off and then just make it seem like you're dropping off a package and, you know, don't force the interaction. They're probably going to be looking at you through the window, like, who's on my property? So you might have to do like, just drop it off in their mailbox. But, you know, I would not go for the conversation at that point, because that I think is a little bit too intrusive. Like, I personally don't answer my door, but then again, I live in New York City, right? So, okay. So that's the first idea, is cool, fun face mask as a gift. And that also, I think, would keep you under the $100 gift. If you want to know, by the way, where to get these face masks, I have a place that I ordered mine from. I don't want it to seem like I'm pushing this vendor on my podcast, so I'm not going to say the name of it. But if you are curious, I could give you the name. Just ask me. So that's one of the ideas, right? The second idea is to actually have a Zoom webinar. So this is part of my crisis marketing plan. I have people that are doing webinars on a weekly basis, like a standing webinar over and over and over and over and over again at the same time each week. This is working really well. I'm seeing people, look, I'm not going to guarantee anything or say you'll definitely get results if you do this, but I have seen some people do really well with this. And it should be good for your clients anyways, because you're just benefiting them by just being there for them, for your clients. So I think it's a win-win, but not everybody shares this opinion. However, if you are doing webinars, I think what you could do is you could have a face mask expert on your webinar. And that person could talk about face masks, like maybe they're a vendor of it, maybe they're, you know, like manufacturing business owner of it or whatever. And you could jointly market the webinar. So have them market to their client base. You know, like these retail companies, especially now that are in this kind of a business, are probably pretty popular. So they're probably marketing the heavens out of their product. And it would be great to kind of be exposed to their audience, because I'm sure there are some qualified people, because like I said, we're all buying face masks. And in general, it just creates an alliance with another business owner, and you never know when they're going to be retiring, right? Third idea is have a goofy face mask party for your clients. So, you know, it's not going to be like the Zoom party, right? Not in-person party. So this is not going to be the like economic update webinar. You know what I'm saying? This is going to be like kind of a fun, goofy party. But I think that's something that people are looking forward to, because I think we're all kind of lonely right now. It can help to maybe just have kind of a social event, and you can tell them that they're required to wear a goofy mask, and you're going to send them a free mask, and you're going to be like, please send this to somebody else outside of your family and have them come to the webinar. And, you know, like bring your grandchildren, have your clients' kids join the webinar, have the client's like partner, best friend, whoever. So what you're doing is you're getting an introduction to somebody in their network, and it's a nice kind of cool, fun way to do it. And you're also not putting the pressure sale on, like, let's talk about the PPP or like the SBA loan, you know, like let's talk about how to get your unemployment insurance. It's not so like serious and heavy. And I think that above all, that's what people really want right now, is they want to smile. I mean, wouldn't you wish you could smile more? Don't we all need to smile more right now? Let's be real. Yes, we all do. So make people smile. And I think you'll see that you could probably get new clients using a face mask. And let me know what you think of this idea, or if you actually execute it, because I think it would be cool if you did. Then I want to know the results of it. So let me know. Thanks for listening, everybody. Bye.